Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Bartold Kauchin, artistic director of the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra, joins Harmonia this week to explore music from a recent performance by the orchestra. Entitled The Nations, the program includes works by Campra, Purcell, and a little-known flute concerto by Vivaldi. Bart Kauchin also performs in a new accent label release of sonatas by Johann Sebastian Bach's Sons.
Thank you.
music by Johann Christian Bach. Flutist Bart Kauchen was accompanied by Ewald de Meyre. The Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra has been presenting exciting and innovative programs for a number of years throughout central Indiana. Originally founded by the members of Ensemble Voltaire, the orchestra has blossomed within the last decade as a truly formidable organization which specializes in the orchestral repertoire from Lully to Mozart. The recent appointment of Belgian flutist Bart Kauchen as the orchestra's artistic director has been fortunate, to say the least. The name Kauchen will be familiar to many of you, as he's one of three exceptionally gifted brothers of the Kauchen Trio, all of whom have been leading lights in the early music field for decades. Bart, the youngest of the three, is recognized as a world-class Baroque flutist who is multi-talented. He's not only an orchestral director, but he's also a scholar in the area known as performance practice. Most recently, he earned a doctorate from the Free University in Brussels. The Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra, the IBO, presented this past season a concert entitled Les Nations, or The Nations. The program included dance music by Purcell, J.S. Bach, Vivaldi, and the lesser-known French Baroque composer André Campra.
Thank you.
the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra performed a dance suite from André Campra's Ballet des Âges. Bart Kauchin directed. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra perform live from a recent concert directed by Bart Kauchin at the University of Indianapolis. In almost every IBO concert that Bart directs, he performs a concerto. Sometimes he's the lone soloist, and in others he's joined by one or more members of the orchestra. For the IBO's recent performance, he played a little-known concerto composed by Antonio Vivaldi. Bart Kauchin spoke with us recently and gave us some background on the concerto.
The Vivaldi concerto is something totally different. In this case, not a piece written as a divertimento. We do not know exactly for what circumstances Vivaldi wrote his concerti. They could have been part of evenings or feasts or even masses in the ospedale where he worked. We just know that this concerto is conserved in an autograph manuscript in the Torino Library. So it is not one of the famous six concertos which were published during Vivaldi's lifetime. It's one of the seven or eight which only exist in manuscripts and which are therefore much less often played. It's lively, it's touching in the slow movement, it does all the right things at the right moment. And that again is Vivaldi, a highly professional composer who knows what to do, who knows what's expected from him, and who will take a kind of very simple, almost you could say a recipe for concertos, but overfill it with always new ideas and new things. Those people who say Vivaldi has written 300 times the same concerto, I must say they didn't look well. They were maybe misled by the fact that it is kind of the same form, but then when you look at the pieces themselves, each of them is unique and each of them is Vivaldi. Thank you.
Music of Antonio Vivaldi, the Flute Concerto in G Major, RV 436, was performed by soloist Bart Kauchin and the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra. Their live performance comes to us courtesy of Indie Baroque Incorporated, an organization that promotes concerts and educational initiatives in the central Indiana area through the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra and Ensemble Voltaire. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to the music of Campra, Vivaldi, and Purcell from a recent live performance by the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra under the direction of Bart Kauchin. The dance music of Henry Purcell can be found in all of the operas he's composed. Here's Bart Kauchin to tell us more about Diocletian, one of Purcell's famous theater works.
But what we have here is again an overture, some very typical English dances. I mixed also one vocal air into it, played by a flute this time because we have no singer. I used it because the same piece in the Purcell setting is first sung by a soprano accompanied by basso continuo, and then immediately after it repeated by the full string orchestra. And I thought it would be interesting to hear it first played on a flute, which is a very vocal instrument, and then immediately after that played by the whole orchestra.
Thank you.
four dance movements from Henry Purcell's Diocletian. Bart Kauchin directed the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra in a recent live performance. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're enjoying a performance by the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra. In the last segment, we heard the beginning of a suite by Purcell from his theater work called Diocletian. Let's listen to the rest of the movements, the chair dance, chaconne, butterfly dance, and dance of the bacchanals. Dance music from Henry Purcell's Diocletian. The Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra performed under the direction of Bart Kauchen. Their live performance comes to us courtesy of Indie Baroque Incorporated, an organization that promotes concerts and educational initiatives in the central Indiana area through the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra and Ensemble Voltaire. Let's stay with Bart Kauchen for our new release this week. His latest Accent label recording, entitled Flute Sonatas by the Bach Sons, is an exploration of flute music composed by Johann Sebastian Bach's children, some famous in their day and others less so. Bart Kauchen has been championing Johann Sebastian's and Carl Philipp Emanuel's music throughout his entire career, and now he turns to a handful of excellent works from a few others with that famous name. Here's music of Wilhelm Friedemann Bach. Bart Kauchen and harpsichordist Ewald de Meyre perform two movements from the sonata in F major for flute and basso continuo.
Thank you.
Two movements from Wilhelm Friedemann Bach's Sonata in F Major for flute and basso continuo. Belgian flutist Bart Kauchen and harpsichordist Ewald de Meyre performed in a recent Accent label release entitled Flute Sonatas by the Bach Sons. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.